amazes me that people still show up for this third session.
最让我惊奇的是大家还是在这里，这第三堂还在这里。
Thank you for coming.
谢谢你们来。
And tonight we want to look again into God's word to find what is there for us.
今天我们晚上再次看到神的话语当中对我们的对我们讲话。
Do you have in Chinese a word for multitasking?
你们在中文当中有没有一个字是可以翻译就是说叫 multitasking? 多面手。Yes, somebody said yes.
Okay,、
yeah.
What is it?
多面手。
Oh,
多面手。
Yeah.
Okay. Tonight we're going to talk about 多面手。
我们今天晚上会讲到多面手。
Actually, we are reminded constantly of our predilection or our desire to multitask in this world.
实际上在这世界上我们经常好像会让我们觉得我们有必要变成多面手。
If you text while driving, you're multitasking.
如果你在开车的时候就是去送短信的话你就在做那个多面手的工作。
But you're also breaking the law.
但是你也在违反交通规则。
There are other things that you do that do not break the law.
还有一些其他的事情呢你可以做但是这件事情不见得会违反规则。
And I think all of us look for ways to multitask.
我们有很多人都在想要做一些就是多面手的工作。
I remember years and years ago, while my husband watched the news, and I was cooking dinner,
我记得很多很多年以前我先生在看电视我在做饭。
I could change the situation by moving the television so I could watch the news while I cooked dinner.
但是我还可以这么做，又看电视又做饭。
That's multitasking.
这就叫做做多面的工作。
Not as dangerous as texting while you drive.
不像那个又开车又酸短信那样的危险。
But all of us at one time or another find ourselves trying to do more than one thing at a time.
我们当中肯定有很多就是我们当中每一个人都会经历过就是在一段时间当中做一些多面的工作。
We may think that we have to multitask if we're going to survive.
我们觉得我们大概有时候觉得说一定要做多面的多种的工作同时做多种的工作才能够生存下来。
What was interesting to me is that many researchers have looked at this multitasking bent we have.
OK, 非常有趣的是就是很多研究者呢学者呢也研究了一下这种就是一时做多种工作的这种现象。
And we think that, that people had more leisure 25 or 30 years ago.
他们发现呢在就是人们呢在25年和30年之前呢有更多的就是空余的时间。
And our lives are so packed that if we don't,multitask, we'll lose out.
我们就觉得说在如果我们时间现在这么紧张如果我们不做多一个时间做多种的工作我们就觉得说我们会失去些什么东西。
But what the researchers discovered
但是研究者们发现说
is that we do have a lot more leisure today than people had 60 years ago.
但是他们发现说我们现在比60年前的人呢有更多的空余时间。
But whatever we think about multitasking,
不管我们怎么样看就是一个时刻做很多种的工作这个现象。
It's not a problem that just started in our century.
但是呢这 Say it again, sorry.
It's not a problem that just started in our century.
这个病在这个开始的十世纪当中呢并不是一个很大的问题。
And this evening I'd like you to step back into history.
今天呢我今天晚上我想让大家再次回到旧约历史当中。
And go back 3,000 years.
再到3000多年以前。
And we'll look at a woman who multitasked.
让我们看一看这个就是一个时间当中做很多种事物的这个女性。
Her life was probably as complicated as ours.
她的生活呢，也许就像我们现在的生活这样的复杂。
She had all kinds of commitments that she had to balance every day.
他每一天都有他像我们一样每一天都有很多种的角色要承担。
And we meet her in Judges chapters 4 and 5.
我们将会在士师记四到五章当中遇见这位女性。
And there we read this.
让我们来读第四章的四到五节。
Now, Deborah, a prophetess, wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time.
有一位女先知名叫底波拉，是拉比多的妻，当时做以色列的士师。
And she would sit under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the mountains of Ephraim.
她住在以法莲山地拉玛和拔伯特利中间。
And the people of Israel came up to her for judgment.
在底波拉的棕树下，以色列人都上她那里去听判断。
So here is a multitasker.
这里是一个一时能够做很多事情的人。
She had a spiritual gift as a prophet.
她有一个属灵的恩赐作为女先知。
She also had a husband named Lapidoth.
她也有一个先生叫拉比多。
We know nothing about him except that he married Deborah.
我们对拉比多的事迹不是一无所知，除了他就是娶了底波拉。
But we know that as a wife, she had responsibilities in the home.
但是我们知道，她作为一位妻子的话，她在家中当中有她的应尽的责任。
But the third thing that we learn about Deborah,
第三件事情我们知道底波拉的事是关于
is that she was the judge over Israel.
她是以色列的士师。
That was her main job.
那是她最主要的工作。
Think about this.The ruler of a nation who also had responsibilities at home and had a ministry of prophecy.
想想看这个国家的领袖，她是一个妻子，然后她又是一个先知。
The first thing that we learn about her, of course, in this verse is that she was a prophetess or a prophet.
首先我们知道说她是，首先知道她是一位女先知。
And I wonder if that surprises anyone here.
我想让觉得是对大家来说是不是很惊奇。
We tend to think that all the prophets were men.
我们一般性都觉得所有的先知都是男的。
But here was a woman prophet.
但是在这里呢是一个女先知。
And her task was to speak the word of God to the people of God.
她的工作就是要向神的子民宣讲神的话语。
In the Old Testament, priests spoke to God for the people, and prophets spoke to the people for God.
在旧约的时候，祭司通过代表人民向神讲话，那么先知是代表神向人说话。
Now, prophets had two kinds of messages.
先知有两层信息的内容。
Some were foretelling, predicting things to come in the future.
一层是预言，宣告将要发生的事。
But other messages were forthtelling, preaching about sin, righteousness, and judgment so that people could choose to be on God's side.
另一层是预言，讲到罪、公义和审判，使得人民能选择归回神。
Prophets in both the Old and New Testaments resembled preachers.
那么在旧约、新旧约的这个先知呢，代表了就是讲道者。
And the Apostle Paul defined their task as speaking to people for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort.
那么使徒保罗将他们的职分定义为造就、安慰、劝勉人。
And that was one task that God had given to Deborah.
那么这是神给 Deborah 的底波拉的第一重责任。
She was to speak to the people of God on God's behalf to strengthen them, to encourage them, and comfort them.
她是代表神向神的子民来讲话，为了造就、安慰、劝勉他们。
And as a prophet, she also challenged them to holy living.
然后作为一个先知的话，她也挑战她的人民们，子神的子民，以圣洁的来过圣洁的生活。
But not only forthtelling, she also foretold. She knew God gave her knowledge of the future.
神同时他也知道未来，他也神也给他这样的一个恩赐。
Deborah was a prophet.
底波拉是一个先知。
And that was the second thing, or that was the first thing that we learned in this, in the passage about Deborah.
这是她第一次，她的第一层职分。
But the second thing that we learn about her in this passage is that she was the wife of Lapidoth.
那么第二件事呢，我们又知道说底波拉是拉比多的妻子。
She wasn't single without the multiple family distractions from ministry for God.
她并不是单身在侍奉神，也没有多重家庭的烦扰。
She was not free and unencumbered by the domestic tasks that take up so much of the time and energy of many women.
她有做妻子和家庭的责任，她有很多占据她时间精力的繁重的责任。
But note the order of the sacred text.
但请注意圣经里她生活的优先次序。
She was first a prophet, then a wife.
她首先是一个先知，然后是妻子。
And she had a balancing act to practice every day.
她在每天生活中有一个平衡的次序。
She may have struggled with conflicts in her schedule.
她也许在很多的事物的责任上面有所挣扎。
But she was God's spokesperson first.
但是她首先是神的代言人。
Now, the third thing that we learn in our text is that she was the leader of the country Israel.
第三件事情我们知道是底波拉也是以色列当时的领袖。
Most Bible translations call her a judge.
很多的那个就是圣经的翻译呢称她为士师。
But it did, the word judge didn't have quite the same meaning then that it has now.
但是当时的这个就是 judge 这个字呢对现跟我们现在的这个意思有所不一样。
Most judges were primarily military leaders who came to power in times of national crisis.
很多士师大多都是在国家危难中的时候成为军事领袖。
In one sense, they were generals more than judges in the way we understand a judge today.
那么很大的层面来说呢，他们更多的是将军，而不是士师，像我们现在认为的这个士师的工作是什么。
But some judges back then were also leaders who had risen to power because they had wisdom. They were able to administer justice in the family, tribe, or nation.
他们在家里面、社区或国家中以公平管理所显现出来的智慧。
And they ruled and protected the people with both wisdom and military action.
他们领导并且保护那些他们的人民，由于那个智慧，因为智慧和那个军事才能，他们来就是领导和保护他们。
When we look at the history in the times of in Israel when Deborah lived, we may be surprised.
如果我们看一看当时底波拉所住的这个世界当中的话，我们也许会时代也许会觉得非常的惊奇。
The 12 tribes of Israel operated as a loose confederacy whose one common tie was their ancestor Jacob.
当时以色列十二支派非常分散，维系他们的共同点呢是他们的祖宗是雅各。
Israel was hardly a nation during the period of the judges.
那么在士师时代呢，以色列国呢根本称不上是一个国家。
And that period was roughly 300 years stretching from the death of Joshua, Moses' successor, to the crowning of Saul, Israel's first king.
大概有300多年，从摩西的后继者约书亚到以色列的第一个王扫罗王当中呢，相差有300年。
And during that period of time, that three-century period, there was a certain pattern that repeated itself again and again.
那么在这三百年当中呢，有一个特殊的这个规范，就一直模式就一直在重复。
With no stable central government, each of the 12 tribes did as they pleased.
因为没有中央政府，每一个这十二个支派的每一个支派呢。都任意而行。
In fact, the last verse of the book of Judges tells us,
实际上最后的一章这个士师记告诉我们，最后的一节告诉我们说，
that in those days Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit.
这样说21章25节这样说，当那日以色列当中没有王，个人任意而行。
So it was a time of political anarchy with these 12 tribes.
那么那是一段就是十二个支派当中政治非常混乱的时期。
But it was also a time of apostasy or defection from God.
也是一段离弃神的时间。
The Israelites adopted many pagan worship practices from their neighbors.
那么以色列人从他们的邻国当中学了很多外邦偶像崇拜仪式。
Ritual prostitution.
例如啊，在崇拜中淫乱。
Human sacrifice.
奉献人的行为。
And other pagan practices replaced the worship of the Lord God.
以及其他外邦偶像崇拜方式取代了对神的敬拜。
And as a consequence,
结果
God would allow one tribe and then another to be conquered by a foreign power and be enslaved.
神就允许以色列支派一个又一个的被外邦人统治并奴役。
After a time, those enslaved people would cry out to God to deliver them.
隔了一段时间呢，以色列人向神呼求。
And God would raise up a judge to organize a military campaign to throw off the oppressor.
那神就兴起一个士师来领导他们，挣脱他们的统治者。
And then the tribe would live in peace until the next apostasy.
然后呢，这个支派呢，就以色列支派呢，就在平安当中生活一段时间以后呢，再离开神。
I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand and tell me how many of you have read through the book of Judges.
我不会让你们举手看看你们当中有多少人读过整个的就是士师记这本书。
But if you have done that, you probably were shocked in several places.
但是如果你读过呢，你说不定会在某一些地方，某一个书的地方，这段落觉得非常惊奇，震惊。
It was, for the most part, a very bad period in Israel's history.
因为在士师记这段时间呢，确实是在以色列的历史当中是一段非常混乱的时期。
But some judges were better than others.
但是有一些士师呢，比另外一些要好。
And in Judges 4, we see that Deborah combined the best and finest qualities of an Old Testament judge.
那么在士师记第四章里面呢，我们看见底波拉身上集中了旧约士师最好最优秀的品格。
She was splendid in military strategy.
她首先在军事上有很好的那个军事才能。
And superb as a judge, adjudicating the problems people brought to her.
然后呢，她也能够有智慧来判断个人的事情，听审判。
We know she did well because people came from all over the land to have her decide their disputes.
我们知道她的优秀是因为以色列人都到她那里去听判断。
So tonight we meet Deborah.
所以今天晚上呢，我们在这里跟底波拉相遇。
Multitasking as a prophet, a wife, and a judge or leader of God's people.
一位多面手，又做先知，又是妻子，又能做神子民的士师或领袖。
So when she came to power, what did she find?
那么当她来做领袖的时候，她发现什么呢？
The beginning of chapter 4 gives us a picture.
那么在士师记的开始的时候，给我们一段描述士师记的这段时间。
And there in verses 1 to 3, we read this.
那然后我们就读士师记第四章第一节。
When Ehud, the previous judge, was dead, The people of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord.
当以户死后，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
So the Lord sold them into the hand of Yabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor.
耶和华就把他们赋予在夏所作王的迦南王耶宾手中。
The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim.
他的将军是西西拉，住在外邦的夏洛舍。
And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord.
那么以色列人就呼求耶和华。
Because Yabin had 900 chariots of iron.
因为耶宾王有铁车900辆。
And for 20 years, he had harshly oppressed the people of Israel.
他大大的欺压以色列人20年。
Now, chapter 4 tells us the actual story of Deborah's exploits.
第四章呢是告诉我们那个就是底波拉的整个的历史整个的战绩。
And if we turn to chapter 5,
如果我们到了第五章的话
there we find Deborah and Barak, or Barak, singing together a song of victory.
那么在第五章呢我们发现说底波拉和巴拉一起唱歌作诗来赞美神。
And if we are looking in chapter 5, beginning at verse 6,
如果我们在第五章第六节的话
we get a better picture of how bad things were when Deborah took office.
那么在第五章第六节的士师记第五章第六节里面我们看到说当时以色列国是多么的就是可怕。
And there we read this.
我们在这里读这样。
In those days, the highways were deserted, and travelers walked along the byways.
在亚拿之子山特的时候，又在亚宜的日子，大道无人行走，都是绕道而行。
Village life ceased.
就是村里面的道大道无人可行。
It ceased in Israel until I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel.
以色列中的官长停止，直到我底波拉兴起，等我兴起做以色列的母。
That, by the way, is Hebrew poetry.
这个呢，就是希伯来的一种诗。
When the Israelites chose new gods,
以色列人选择新神。
War came to the city gates.
征战的事就临到城门。
And not a shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel.
那时以色列四万人中岂能见盾牌到枪矛呢？
So this was a time of harsh oppression in the north.
那么这段时间是以色列国当时北部一边被欺压的时间。
But the situation was so bad that people couldn't even use the roads.
情况非常不妙，当时以色列民都不能用大路行走。
They had to sneak from village to village by hidden paths and clandestine trails.
他们不得不偷偷地从村落村之间绕小道。
Village life had ceased.
那些小道呢，村民们呢，一般性都不再用的。
Farmers had to thresh their grain in secret at night in caves.
农夫们都在晚上偷偷地打谷子。
Life and property were worthless.
生命和所拥有的都没有什么价值。
People were hunted down like rabbits.
人们像兔子一样被追赶。
Women were raped.
妇女被强奸。
It was a cruel and brutal oppression.
这样的残暴欺压状态呢，持续了大约二十年。
And it went on for 20 years.
对，大约持续了二十年。
Now we need to note that not all the land was under this oppression.
我们要知道说，当时不是所有以色列的每一个地方都是这样的被欺压。
It was localized up north in what in the New Testament was the Galilee.
最主要的部分是在新约当中被讲的是加利利的村落地方。
Yabin's best weapon was his 90 chariots.
那么迦南王
sorry, 900 chariots.
Okay.
Yeah.
那么迦南王耶宾最厉害的一招呢，就是他们有铁车900辆。
They were made of iron.
他们是铁车。
They were heavy.
他们非常重。
And they function best on level ground.
特别是他们在平原上面呢就非常的有作用。
Horses could pull these chariots on the plain.
那么 马呢能够在平原上面很快的拖这些车。
But not in the hill country.
但是不能在山地。
And you may remember back at the beginning of chapter 4,
我们也许会记得啊，在四章开始的时候
，that Deborah was in the hill country of Ephraim。
那么啊，底波拉是以法莲山地的人。
And so the iron chariots were not all over Israel, just where it was flat。
那么就是说，耶宾的铁车呢，不会在他那个地方山地里行走，只会在平原上面。
She also judged Israel at the beginning of the Iron Age.
她也在那个就是在铁器时代的时候开始在就是领导以色列人。
And archaeologists tell us that her neighbor, Israel's neighbors, had learned how to smelt iron.
那么当时呢，就是考古学家就告诉我们说，当时以色列的邻国都知道怎么样来造铁。
But the Israelites hadn't learned that yet.
但是以色列人还不知道怎么样造铁。
If you are an archaeologist and you dig in Israel,
如果你是一个考古学家，你在以色列挖掘的话，
you find iron in the surrounding countries, but not in Israel at that time.
你就会发现，在那段时间，你可以在邻国以色列的邻国发现铁，但是不在以色列。
So the Israelites were no match for Yabin's superior military army.
所以以色列人在当时呢不是迦南王耶宾的对手。
But he had to stay on flat country.
但是呢这些耶宾呢他一定要在平原当中。
Meanwhile, back under her palm tree in the mountains of Ephraim,
在这同时呢在以法莲山地在他的棕树下底波拉。
Deborah was dispensing justice and wisdom to all who came to her.
底波拉在她的棕树下面呢，就是在以色列人当中听判断。
But she also heard about the oppression up north.
但是她同时也听到北边的这些欺压。
And she could not ignore the plight of the people there.
她也不能够秒忽视当时在北边所发生的欺压。
She heard stories of the cruelty of the oppressor day after day.
她经常会听到就是在北边所发生的那些欺压的故事。
And then she took action.
然后她就开始行动。
So we read the following in Judges 4, verses 6 and 7.
如果我们读第四章的第士师记四章六到七节的话。
Then Deborah sent and called for Barak, the son of Abinoam, from Kedesh in Naphtali, and said to him,
他打发人从拿弗他利的基底斯将亚比拿安的儿子巴拉招了来，对他说，
Has not the Lord God of Israel commanded?
耶和华以色列的神吩咐你说，
Go and deploy troops at Mount Tabor.
你率领一万到拿伯山去。
Take with you 10,000 men of the sons of Naphtali and of the sons of Zebulun.
你率领一万拿弗他利和西伯伦人到他伯山去。
And against you I will deploy Sisera, the commander of Yabin's army, with his chariots.
我必使耶宾的将军西西拉率领他的车辆和全军。
And his multitudes at the river Kishon.
然后在那个基顺河。
And I will deliver him into your hand.
到你那里去，我必将他交在你手中。
Note first that Deborah sent for a northerner.
首先呢，你在这里首先注意到，就是说底波拉去到板巴拉招来。
Who better than a northerner to raise an army and throw out the oppressor?
他去找了北边的人，因为没有一个人比北边的人更加能够战胜这个耶宾。
It was basically the tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun that were oppressed.
最主要的是拿弗他利和西布伦的那些人呢，支派是被耶宾在那里欺压。
So she sent for Barak.
所以他去找巴拉。
I think it's interesting that he came when she sent for him.
非常有趣的是，当他去找他招他的时候呢，巴拉就来了。
This gives us some idea of the power and the influence that she had in Israel.
让我们就看到说当时底波拉在以色列国中的那个影响力。
And note her first words to him, has not the Lord God of Israel commanded?
你注意一下他怎么说，他对他说，耶和华以色列的神岂没有吩咐你说吗？
This is the prophet at work.
这是一个在工作的先知。
The message for Barak was God's message, not hers.
对巴拉的这个信息不是他的信息，而是神的信息。
And so in verse 8, we see Barak's response.
所以我们在第八节就看到巴拉的回答。
He said, if you will go with me, I will go.
你若同意我去，我就去。
But if you will not go with me, I will not go.
你若不同我去，我就不去。
Sometimes Bible teachers and preachers look down on Barak and call him a coward.
有时候那个就是圣经学者们对巴拉很看不起，认为他是个懦夫。
They call him a coward because he had to have Deborah go with him.
他们叫他是懦夫，因为他一定要说，就是一定要底波拉跟他同去。
But I don't think he was a coward.
但是我不认为他是个懦夫。
He just wanted to be sure.
他只是想有一个确信。
That God's mouthpiece was right next to him when the battle got hot.
他只是想要一个确信，就是神的出口能够在他的身边。
If he needed instant instructions about the next thing to do, he wanted Deborah there.
如果他需要神向他启示应该做下一件事的话，他有底波拉在他身边。
So what happened?
所以现在看看发生什么了。
In Judges 4:10, we watch Barak pull together an army of 10,000 men.
那么在士师记第四章十节，我们就看到巴拉聚集了一千人的军队。
And with Deborah at his side, he assembled them on the side of Mount Tabor.
底波拉在他身边，他将他们聚集在塔伯山上。
That in itself was wise.
那这个计划呢，非常聪明。
The iron chariots had to stay on the plain below.
铁车在下面平原上。
And as long as Barak's army was on the slopes of the mountain,
只要巴拉的军队在山坡上，
they were relatively safe.
他们就相对安全。
Meanwhile, in the next verses, we watch Sisera assemble his huge army on the plain.
然后呢，同时呢，我们也看到就是巴拉怎么样，就是把他的军队给凑起来。
Can you see the picture in your mind?
你们能不能在你们的脑海里显现出这样的一幅图画？
Can you imagine this ragtag band of men up on the side of Mount Tabor?
你们能不能想到就是巴拉所凑起来的这些装备不良的军队？
Facing the multitudes of Sisera with the 900 iron chariots on the plain.
来面对西西拉有900铁车的军队。
Once the two armies were in place,It was clear that Barak and his ragtag band of ill-equipped men were no match for Sisera's military machine down on the plain.
一旦两军相遇，很明显，巴拉匆匆忙忙凑起来的装备不良的军队，不是西西拉军队的对手。
Anyone looking at those two armies facing each other that day,
如果当时有人在看他们两军相对的时候呢？
Would have groaned for the Israelites and turned away to avoid watching the carnage.
都会为以色列军队呢叹息或者是捏一把汗。
But that view of things discounts one crucial player in this drama, God.
他们都会转过眼不去看他们的败局，但是呢，这样看这场战争，却没有把一个最重要的对手放进去，就是神。
So when Deborah first talked with Barak,
当底波拉跟那个巴拉刚开始说话的时候，
she quoted God's message that Sisera would be lured to the Kishon River and would lose the battle.
他对那个巴拉说就是西西拉会在基顺河边。
With that picture in mind of these two very unmatched armies,
我们脑海里面一直要想这两军队是非常的不相称的一种装备力量。
We realize that things are seldom the way they look from our human perspective.
让我们就不得不看见说事情真相经常不像从我们人的角度来看的那样。
For Barak on Mount Tabor, the contest must have looked dreadfully uneven.
对那在大塔伯山上的巴拉来说，战争看上去太不平衡了。
Even hopeless.
可以说是一点希望都没有。
But the mouthpiece of God was at his side.
但是神的出口就在他身边。
Whatever else Barak felt that day,
巴拉也许感受到当时很多其他的感受。
He has faith.
但是他同样有信心。
As we learn in the book of Hebrews.
就像我们在希伯来书里面所学到的讲到的信心一样。
And his faith carried the day in the next moments.
然后他的信心就将以他引到下面的胜利当中。
We read what happened next in verses 14 through 16.
然后我们就看士师记四章十四到十六节。
Then Deborah said to Barak, Go!
底波拉就对巴拉说，你起来。
This is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands.
今日就是耶和华将西西拉交在你手的日子。
Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?
耶和华岂不在你前头行吗？
So Barak went down Mount Tabor, followed by 10,000 men.
于是巴拉下了塔伯山，跟随他有一万人。
At Barak's advance,The Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and army by the sword.
耶和华使西西拉和一切军辆啊车辆全军溃倒溃乱。
And Sisera abandoned his chariots and army as far as Harosheth Hagoyim.
西西拉下车步行逃跑。
All the troops of Sisera fell by the sword.
西西拉的全军都倒在刀下。
Not a man was left.
没有留下一个。
What happened?
什么事情发生了？
How could that ragtag army defeat Sisera's powerful war machine?
一个装粮不备的军队怎么样击败西西拉的大军呢？
Well, the timing was right.
时间段正好。
Go, Deborah yelled.
你起来，底波拉这样说。
The Lord has gone ahead of you.
耶和华岂不在你前头行吗？
And Barak by faith went.
巴拉拼着信心往前行。
Trembling perhaps.
也许颤颤巍巍。
Weak in the knees maybe.
也许膝头非常的颤抖。
But he went.
但是他去了。
And God did the rest.
然后神就负责了其他部分。
As Barak advanced by faith,
当巴拉拼信心往前行的时候
，It was the Lord who routed Sisera and his chariots and army.
是神击败了西西拉和他的战车和军队。
We get some help in understanding God's intervention in chapter 5.
我们呢，在这个就是第五章当中，神的插手。稍微有些就是其他的历史知识帮助。
Deborah and Barak together sang a song of victory.
当时在第五章当中，底波拉和巴拉就一起作歌来赞美神。
O Lord, when you went out, when you marched, the earth shook.
哦，神啊，当你出来的时候，地大震动。
The heavens poured.
山也就是
and the clouds poured down water.
地震天落雨，云也落雨。I'm sorry. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Let's take that whole thing together.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh Lord, when you went out, when you marched, the earth shook, the heavens poured, and the clouds poured down water.
耶和华，你从西尔出来，由以东地行走，那是地震天漏，云也落雨。
The historian Josephus tells us that as Sisera and his army marched toward Barak,
历史学家约瑟夫告诉我们
that a sleet storm hit the Canaanite army full in the face, blinding the archers and chariot drivers as well as the horses.
当西西拉和他的大军冲向巴拉的时候，兵薄击大迦南军队的脸，使他的弓箭手和马夫和战马都看不见。
Whether Sisera encountered sleet or rain,
不管西西拉是遇见冰雹还是遇见大雨，
we know that God unleashed the powers of the heavens.
我们知道神释放了天上的能力。
In Judges 5:20 and 21, we hear Deborah recounting what happened.
在士师记五章二十到二十一节，我们听见底波拉叙述了事件。
She said, "The stars in their courses fought against Sisera."
星宿从天上征战，从其轨道攻击西西拉。
The torrent of Kishon swept them away.
基顺古河把敌人冲没。
That ancient torrent, the torrent of Kishon.
基顺古河把敌人冲没。
March on, my soul, be strong.
我的灵啊，应当努力前行。
The rains descended.
大雨降下。
And the floods came. Just as we sang this evening.
Yes. 洪水泛涨起来，就像我们今天晚上唱的诗歌一样。
And that plain turned to a muddy swamp.
那个平原就变成了一个大大的沼泽地。
The heavy iron wheels of the chariot sank into the muck.
那个铁车的那个轮胎就车轮都被陷在泥土里面。
Sisera and his army had to abandon those 900 chariots.
西西拉和他的军队不得不抛弃，就是离弃他们的战车。
At the same time, the river Kishon, which is normally just a trickling stream,
那么在这同时呢，这种基顺古河当时呢，平时是一条比较小小的一条小河、小溪。
It swelled to a mighty torrent and swept many Canaanite soldiers out to sea.
就变成一条大河，把那些军队全部冲走。
But note Deborah's last line.
但是注意一下底波拉最后的一句话。
March on, my soul, be strong.
继续前行，我的灵啊，你要前行，要勇敢，应当努力前行。
When we see what God can do with the insignificant, we take courage.
当我们看见神能借着微小的行做大事时，我们就大增勇气。
We march on because we're strong in the strength of the Lord our God.
因为我们能靠着神的力量刚强前行。
The river Kishon, rarely a river, often a dry creek bed, could fill, flood, and sweep an unbeatable army away to its doom.
基顺这条古河平时是一条比较干旱的小溪，却能够涨起河水，将不可一世的大军冲走。
When God is on the march, the stars fight on His side.
当神前行的时候，
the heavens do His bidding.
星辰与天庭都做他的仆役。
All the forces are under God's control.
所有的能力都在神的调遣之下。
So no wonder we can march on and be strong.
所以不奇怪的件事就是我们能够奋勇向前。
And toward the end of Judges 4, we read this.
在后啊，士师记第四章的后面，我们读到这样的话。
On that day, God subdued Yabin, king of Canaan, in the presence of the people of Israel.
当时这样，神使迦南王耶宾被以色列人制服了。
And the hand of the people of Israel grew stronger and stronger against Yabin until they had destroyed him.
从此以色列人的手越发有力，胜了迦南人王耶宾，直到将他灭绝了。
And our story of Deborah ends in Judges 5:31 with this statement.
那么我们的故事就在士师记五章三十一节这样的结束。
The land had peace for 40 years.
这样国中太平四十年。
God's gift to Israel in an hour of crisis was wrapped in the mind, body, and heart of a multitasking woman.
神给以色列民在危机时的一个礼物是装在一个担任多重角色的妇人的身心灵里面。
A prophet, a wife and a leader of her people as their judge.
她是一个先知，也是一个妻子，一个她的百姓的领袖。
So what can we learn from Deborah 3,000 years later?
那我们在这三千年以后，怎么样能够从底波拉身上能够学到什么呢？
I take my cue from her statement in chapter 5.
我从她这个就是第五章里面得到启示。
March on, my soul, be strong.
她说我的灵啊应当努力前行。
And I note two things in particular about her.
我也知道特别是关于她有两件特殊的事。
First, Deborah accepted God's gifts and God's call on her life.
第一件事，底波拉接受了神的恩赐和神对她生命的呼召。
She didn't shrink back.
她没有往后退缩。
She didn't say, I'm just a woman or I'm too busy for God's work.
她没有说我只是一个妇人，或者没有说我太忙了来做主工。
She accepted her gifts of wisdom and prophecy and was willing to use them for God's purposes.
她接受她智慧和先知的恩赐，愿意被神使用，成就神的目的。
But secondly, Deborah knew that while she had gifts, she could never leave God out of the picture.
第二件事，底波拉也知道说，尽管她有恩赐，她不可能将神放在一边。
She never forgot that it was God who gave the victory over Sisera.
她永远不会忘记说是神让他们能够战胜西西拉。
She could take on Sisera only because she was strong in her confidence in God.
她能够战胜西西拉因为她坚信神。
Because she believed firmly in a God who was at work in her world.
因为她坚信神在她的生命中做工。
She could use her gifts in public leadership.
她得以在公开场合中使用她的恩赐。
And from the slopes of Mount Tabor, she could look down on Sisera's army.
她能够无畏地轻视西西拉的军队。
Seeing it without fear because she knew God was with her.
看着西西拉，她没有恐惧，因为她知道神与她同在。
There's a paradox in the Christian life.
那么在我们基督徒生活当中有一个反差点。
It is that while God gives us gifts and opportunities to use, those gifts in His service,
那就是神给我们恩赐和机会来使用他们，使用这些恩赐。
And has promised never to leave us or forsake us,
并且应许永远不离弃我们。
We cannot use those gifts apart from realizing that in our own strength we are insufficient.
我们却永远意识到用我们自己的力量我们没有办法足够的使用恩赐。
Even more important than knowing our gifts is knowing that God is our strength.
最重要的是知道我们的恩赐是知道神是我们的力量。
We do work from our strengths.
我们有力量行做一点点事。
But that alone is not enough.
但那远远不够。
We trust God to work in us and for us.
我们确信神在我们里面工作也为我们成就大事。
Then we can march on and be strong because God is our strength.
我们因此能往前行因为神是我们的力量。
What are your gifts?
你的恩赐是什么？
What has God given you that you are able to do?
神给你的一个恩赐，你能够使用的恩赐是什么？
Are you using those gifts?
你在使用这些恩赐吗？
Do you need to hone those gifts and make them stronger?
你是不是想？
That's where you work. That's your work.
你是不是要操练你们的这些恩赐？这是我们要操练我们的恩赐是我们的工作。
But it is God's work to use those gifts in ways that go beyond anything you can imagine.
但是神的工作是让我们的恩赐能够被他使用，以至于能够达到那我们不能够想象的东西。
Like Deborah, recognize your gifts.
就像底波拉一样，能够意识到我们神给我们的恩赐。
hone your gifts,
操练我们的恩赐,
and use your gifts,
用使用我们的恩赐,
but always use them knowing that God is the one who is working through you.
但是在我们操练恩赐的时候，永远知道是神使我们使用，给我们这些恩赐。
Then you can do what she did.
我们也能够做像底波拉一样的事。
And you can assure yourself that God is with you.
神是与我们同在。
And you can march on and be strong.
我们能够继续前行，能够强壮地往前行。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, I look at Deborah.
主啊，我看到底波拉。
I see a woman who gives to us a sturdy example.
我看到一个妇女，看到一个姐妹，她有这样的一个好的见证。
An example of balancing her gifts and her calling with her other responsibilities.
她把她的见，她把她的恩赐和呼召，她的责任。能够这样的平衡。
And even as our congregation here moves forward,
当我们在这里的子民向前行的时候，
I ask that you will help every single person here.
我求你帮助我们当中的每一个人。
Recognize, accept, and use the gifts you've given them.
来意识到并且使用我们你给我们的恩赐。
For the sake of your kingdom,
为了你国的名缘故
and your work here in Brookline,
在 Brookline 这个地方的工作
and we thank you that we can ask this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你，我们因为能够靠着你的名，耶稣基督的名来向你求。
Amen.
Amen.